The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hundreds of trained first responders are working every aspect of this emergency.
This is continuing team coverage of the Texas flood on the KRLD Afternoon News.
And it's been almost 3 weeks since that flood. It killed at least 135 people in Central Texas. State leaders and lawmakers meet in Austin to figure out what they could have been done differently.
State Senator Charles Perry chairs the Senate Disaster Preparedness Committee. He opened the joint hearing with breaking news, calling the floods heartbreaking and emotional, with at least 135 dead across more than two dozen counties.
I don't know that people have heard yet. They did find one of the three yesterday, so they're still looking for two folks.
State Rep Ken King chairs the House Committee.
Because it is such an emotional subject, we do have to be mindful that decorum has to be followed at all times in all hearings to move forward.
We're hearing mostly from state agency leaders testifying. Local leaders will get their chance when the committees meet in Kerrville on July 31st. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
That hearing's still going on, and coming up at 5:10, we'll talk to Chris live about it.
Well, now onto the heat. Most of North Texas will be under a heat advisory tomorrow, and we are close to our first triple-digit day as our afternoon temperatures continue to go up. Officials at Parkland Hospital remind you to be careful and do not overheat.
Well, we could finally hit 100 degrees this week, but there's really nothing special about that number. Dr. Jeffrey Metzger, head of emergency services at Parkland Health, says it's really about the heat index.
The more humid it gets, the less sweat is able to cool your body. Sweat works by evaporation, and that sort of takes the heat away. And if it's very humid, then the sweat can't evaporate, and it just builds up, and it's not as effective.
Dr. Metzger says it's important to limit your time outside, if possible, and to stay hydrated before you go outside and while you're out there as well. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Speaking of heat, the high heat means high power bills. But we've got some tips to help you out.
These come from Reliant in an effort to not make those July and August electricity bills hurt so much. First, a 4x4 rule. If no one will be home for 4 hours or more, raise your thermostat by 4 degrees. Also, always move the temp higher inside during the hottest part of the day. That's between 2 in the afternoon and 9 at night. Do whatever you can to block out direct sunlight from coming inside and circulate cool air using fans. That can help make it feel cooler inside without the air conditioner on full blast all day. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You might remember that 6-alarm fire in an apartment building in Fort Worth last month. Well, the fire department handed it back to the management company, but tenants say they're still not allowed inside.
Tenants at the Cooper on Rosedale say management has changed since the fire, but they still cannot get back to get their things.
Why hasn't the property owner stepped in, Lightbulb Capital Group?
I feel like it's Groundhog Day every day. I'm buying things, but doing it a little bit at a time because I don't know exactly what is completely gone and what isn't.
So they've now hired lawyers. Caleb Godwin says they've sent management letters demanding information.
They have a deadline in these letters, and if they choose to sit on their hands past the deadline, then at that point, we're going to have to do what we have to do and get the courts involved.
Management describes damage to the building as extensive, saying it remains unsafe because of structural and environmental hazards. The tenants say doorbell cameras show private security coming and going from apartments. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, DFW keeps getting busier, and if you got a flight this summer, there's more road construction at the big airport.
International Parkway took us a lot of hours, a lot of days, a lot of months in planning because we want to make sure that we minimize the impairment and maximize the public access to DFW.
So what they're doing is they're moving the exit ramps to each terminal from the left side over to the right. It's going to take about 3 months. If they're building piece by piece, they'd have to shut down for a full year. If you have a flight later this summer, they say watch the detour signs.
508 Traffic and Weather together, Julian Rogers.
Well, looking at downtown Dallas, East I-30 at 40.
It's basically this. Is he screwing things up again, or is he playing 3D chess? And he's several moves ahead of the rest of us.
I doubt it.
945-766-1080. So here's what's happening. Cowboys facing a huge contract distraction going into camp. Micah Parsons, still unsigned. And he talked about that yesterday with a gaggle of reporters in Oxnard, where he is staging a, it's not a holdout, they're calling it a hold-in. He's there, he's with his teammates, he's just not really on the field with them, drills and such. At least not until the deal is done. And unfortunately,
there's not really much movement, man. You know, I want to be here. I've always stated I want to be here. But, you know, at the end of the day, they sign the checks like always. And let's see if they want me to be here at the end of the day.
Like, are you getting frustrated?
No, I'm not. You know, I mean, I've been pretty successful over my last course of these last couple of years. So, you know, I'm going to just let God do his work.
And then there's Trayvon Diggs. He's standing there next to Micah yesterday. He's recovering from knee surgery, but the Cowboys don't like the fact that he hasn't been doing his rehab with their trainers and doctors.
That's written into his contract, by the way. He's got to have 85% of his training rehab done with the team, and so, he's well under that.
And he's not. He's having it done in Florida with his own team of experts. And because of that, and because it's in the contract, they fined him $500,000. He was asked about that yesterday.
Did you expect the dock and pay?
No, I didn't expect that. That kind of hurt my feelings. But it's okay. Hopefully I make it back in his senses.
It hurt his feelings.
Oh, God. Sorry. Guys, it's written in your contract. You would expect the Cowboys to live up to their end of the contract. Whatever.
So both Micah and Trayvon, and remember, they both got thrown under the bus by Jerry on Monday in his State of the Team address. And all of this is leading to more questions about the way Jerry runs the team. NFL analyst, podcaster Kevin Clark, he says, you do have to give Jerry and his team some credit.
He drafts talent really well. There is a floor there with the Cowboys that has been very consistent, and we should give him his kudos for being able to get those guys in the building. The problem is what happens once they're in the building. They get treated like this. When I look at Jerry Jones, I think of one thing, okay? If the football gods came down and said, Jerry, you get to win the next three Super Bowls. You get to have the exact same early 90s glory days. Everybody's watching the boys on Sunday. You got the triplets back. Everything is going Jerry's way. But the catch is, you can't do a press conference. You can't talk. You can't go in front of the cameras and make it about Jerry. He looks at the football guys and he says, no deal. He says, no deal.
Yeah.
And the reason I know this is because he hasn't changed anything. He knows what the flaws in his organization are. And yet he looks at it every year and says, you know what? You know what this organization needs? A little more me, a little more me, a little more me every single year. And so if you don't want to change, nothing's going to change. And that's why I know he prioritizes that over building the football team. He drafts really well. And then once there, they don't sign these guys early. They don't maximize the roster every year in the same way the Eagles do. I was looking at some of the cap stuff yesterday. I was blown away by this. Mm. There's only one team in the NFL cap-wise who pays their top two guys more money than the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Raiders, who have Geno Smith and Max Crosby. For the $74 million that Dak Prescott counts against the cap, and Micah Parsons does because of the fifth-year thing, the Philadelphia Eagles, with that money, $74 million, are paying Jalen Hurts, Lane Johnson, A.J. Brown, Jordan Mailata. The reason is because they pay their guys early. The Cowboys pay them late, way to the last second. That's team building, and that's on Jerry.
That's can't argue.
A little bit of that. I do think that a lot of it has to do with agents. I do think the agents have this idea that if you just wait on the Cowboys, they will cave and give you everything you want. I do also think, though, that he's right in that Jerry, I think Jerry likes the drama. He likes to stir it up. He knows deal's going to get done.
I love the part where he says, you know, the football god said, you can win Super Bowls every year if you'll just back away from the microphone.
That
no deal.
That was a question I pondered myself, and I thought, I just don't think he would do it. He's always said he would write any amount of check to win another Super Bowl. Doesn't matter the size of it, but if you took that microphone away, we'll give you the Super Bowls for free, Jerry, but you just can't talk.
I think Jerry's in it for Jerry. And his name is Brian Koberger. He pleads guilty, and today sentencing begins. It begins, and it's going on right now, with victim impact statements. They're right there in the courtroom. There's Koberger sitting there in his orange jumpsuit.
He's listening to all of these.
And he's having to listen to every single one of them. Let's dip in right now. In fact, let's listen. This is the sister of one of the victims, Kaylee Goncalves, speaking to Brian Koberger right now.
You're a textbook case of insecurity disguised as control. Your patterns are predictable. Your motives are shallow. You are not profound. You're pathetic. You aren't special or deep, not mysterious or exceptional. Don't ever get it twisted again. No one is scared of you today. No one is intimidated by you. No one is impressed by you. No one thinks that you are important. You orchestrated this like you thought you were God. Now look at you, begging a courtroom for scraps. You spent months preparing, and still all it took was my sister in a sheath. You work so hard to seem dangerous, but real control doesn't have to prove itself. The truth is, the scariest part about you is how painfully average you turned out to be. The truth is, you're as dumb as they come. Stupid, clumsy, slow, sloppy, weak, dirty. Let me be very clear. Don't ever try to convince yourself you mattered just because someone finally said your name out loud. I see through you. You want the truth? Here's the one you'll hate the most. If you hadn't attacked them.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Hallelujah.
We both perked up there at the end. She wasn't holding back.
She was throwing an F word around a little bit.
Dropped an F bomb there. We caught it. We got it.
I believe.
Okay.
The point is I definitely want her. If I ever put myself in a situation like that where I get a victim impact speech, I might call her and say,
holy,
could you write it for
cow.
Me? She was not playing the victim. She was not being very emotional.
She was going after him.
She was going after
him. No holds barred. Okay.
Very average.
That is going to continue for a while. As a matter of fact, these victim impact statements, because it's not just the family members of the ones he killed, but it's the two who survived in that house.
Yeah,
are going to get a chance to address him as well.
Yeah, one of them already did speak, and you can imagine the testimony there. And a lot of it is mothers and grandmothers. I mean, you're talking about a lot of people here. There's four people and then four families that now can speak, and there's a long list of them. So this might drag into tomorrow.
That's,
and then we're wondering, is he going to say anything? Because the judge is going to give him an opportunity to say something, possibly reveal a motive before he sentences him. So
that's the big question. Why did he do it? Why did he go in there back in November of 2022 and stab everyone in the house? Why? What could the motive possibly have been? Maybe we'll hear from him. Maybe we'll get a little insight into that. We do know that he's going to get, because of this agreeing to plead guilty, he doesn't get the death penalty, but he get it. And we had said life in prison. Technically, it's four life sentences, consecutive life sentences.
He's not getting out.
He ain't getting out. And where is he going to be staying? What prison is he going to be incarcerated in for the rest of his life? News Nation looked into that. Listen to this.
It's expected that Koberger's life sentence, four consecutive life sentences, will be served at the Idaho Maximum Security Institution. That's about a half an hour away south of Boise. Check it out. News Nation got a first look at that prison facility, which houses more than 500 of Idaho's most dangerous offenders within a double perimeter fence. Inmates are confined to their cells 23 hours a day, and they remain shackled at all other times. A veteran bondsman here in Idaho tells our Brian Enten that Koberger will be targeted if he is not in solitary confinement.
People in prison don't like people that hurt women or children, and he's hurt women. And that's not something that the inmates there take lightly to. It's something that is definitely going to put a target on his back. There's also those prisoners in there that are going to want to make a name for themselves. Behind bars, it's the game of who's tougher, who's scared of me. And people are going to want to make a name for themselves doing something to him.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember Jeffrey Dahmer. He was in prison for, 2 years before he got killed?
He got killed in prison. All right. Kaylee's mom is delivering her statement right now. If we could, Tristan, let's hop back in and listen to a little of this.
So you haven't beat the system. You've simply entered a new one.
where the rules are cruel and the consequences will never end. You are entering a place where no one will care who you are and no one will ever respect you. You will be forgotten, discarded, used, and erased. You will always be remembered as a loser, an absolute failure. And when those prison doors slam shut behind you, I hope that sound echoes in your heart for the rest of your meaningless days. I hope it reminds you of what we all already know. You're nothing. May you continue to live your life in misery. You are officially the property of the state of Idaho, where your fellow inmates are anxiously awaiting your arrival. But it's okay, because they're there to help you. Hell will be waiting.
Well, that backs up what,
exactly.
What
we just
that,
heard from
what
the
that
guard.
Guy just said. They're going to be waiting for, eagerly waiting for you. Wow.
Boy, that is a very, very harsh words. I can only imagine what I would say if my brother was killed to someone like that, and I'd probably be very upset, as you can imagine.
Pardon me, that was Kaylee's mom there, but we heard from her sister earlier.
So you see, that family is a very much a fighting family, it seems.
There is, you can...
A lot of them. Crying emotion.
Anger is a part of the grief process.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.